This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The Supreme Court has weighed in, and at least for now, women seeking the abortion pill mifepristone can get it in many states. But CBS's Tom Foti tells us that could change soon.
The issue's far from resolved, but the Supreme Court is putting a few days' hold on an appellate court decision that would have put some restrictions on the distribution of a widely used abortion pill. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law.
If, in fact, the Supreme Court had not issued this stay, then over this weekend, there would be additional restrictions on women being able to access abortion medication.
Because of a Texas judge first ruling to ban it altogether, then the appellate court ruling not to do that, but to put on the additional restrictions.
A 21-year-old Air National Guardsman was officially charged with violating the Espionage Act for removing and transmitting classified materials. So how did he have access to this top-secret stuff to begin with? Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said internal security systems failed.
You can't think of a good reason for a 21-year-old to have access to this information.
No, I cannot think of a compelling reason, and I assume Secretary Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Milley are probably asking those same questions.
He did have a top-secret security clearance, though. Security in Japan's being beefed up after someone threw an explosive at a campaign event for Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. U.S. Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says he's deeply concerned.
He is a personal friend as well as somebody we admire very, very much.
He was unharmed. President Biden just returned from Ireland. He was asked if he accomplished what he wanted to on the trip.
We have more to do in the north. We have more to do to get the government formed. And that, I think we can still do that, and it's important.
Former Vice President Mike Pence addressed the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Indianapolis.
We don't need gun control. We need crime control. We don't need lectures about the liberties of law-abiding citizens. We need solutions to protect our kids.
He didn't have a warm welcome at the convention when he was first introduced. Many in the audience loudly booed him. Well, not an ideal day for a parade, with rain in the forecast for most of the day in Washington, D.C. But the National Cherry Blossom Parade will go on. Actress and D.C. native Lisa Ann Walter from Abbott Elementary's this year's host. The parade is the official wrap-up of cherry blossom season in D.C. So grab an umbrella. It kicks off in less than 2 hours. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
April 15th, 2023, tax day. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, here in the NAMI building. In 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right next door to Wiss Hope and two doors down from the world's greatest dentist, Dr. Kevin Kennedy, and right around the corner from Theodore Yeomans Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And we are just right around the corner from so many wonderful businesses, organizations, and historic treasures here in downtown. And that includes right down the alley, Orange Hat Publishing and 1016 Press. And here to talk about this independent, family-owned and operated publisher with over 300 titles from fabulous authors is their founder and owner, Shannon Ishizaki. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Same here. Great to see you again, and looking forward to learning so much more about this great small business that you have that is anything but small in terms of the success you've had. And but first, a few housekeeping issues. And I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out Anastasia, our wonderful engineer. Anastasia, say hi to Waukesha.
Good morning, Waukesha.
All right. It sounds great. So tonight, for all of you in Black Shirt Nation, tonight is the annual Raise the Bar fundraiser for Waukesha South's Booster Club. It starts at 7 at the Stackner Ballroom at Carroll University. So much fun. Join us. There's a really fun Monopoly, an auction theme, so great prizes. I think there's definitely some really neat, what do you call those, vacation shares? I'm losing my...
timeshare.
Timeshares. Thank you so much, Shannon. So great to have another wordsmith here to help me... when I have those moments. So, but speaking of Carroll University, I want to thank Athletic Director Mike Shulis for inviting me to his office yesterday to meet Carroll's new marketing director, Scott Rudy. Welcome, Scott, to our community. It was a wonderful meet and greet, and we look forward to sharing more news later this summer on Walk Radio and Civic Media's growing partnership with Waukesha's hometown university and Wisconsin's oldest college, Carroll University. Go Pios! So anyway, Shannon, I want to apologize because in my Facebook post, I said that you were homegrown. You were a native of Waukesha, but like me, you are a transplant.
Yeah.
And you came from Rochester, Minnesota.
Rochester, mm-hmm.
And then you said your dad got a job with the state of Wisconsin and you moved to Madison, went to high school there for a couple years.
And then went to UW-Milwaukee. Actually became a sign language interpreter. I was in the interpreter training program there.
Very cool. I love it. I love it. So, and then you met your husband here who was like from the Delafield area.
Yes. That's actually how I came up with the name of the company, Orange Hat.
Really?
I don't know if you knew that.
No.
So my sister and his sister worked together.
Okay.
And they were talking about family, and they said, oh, my sister, she loves theater, and she loves to dance, and oh, so does my brother. We should hook them up.
Yeah.
So then him and I met over email. This was before social media, so we couldn't stalk each other on Facebook or anything. And so we talked over email and then talked on the phone, and then we're like, how about we meet? I feel like this could work. So we met at a restaurant, but I said, I have no idea what you look like. How will I know who you are?
Yeah.
And he says, I'll be the one with the orange hat.
Love it. Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
That was 15 years ago.
Yep. Wow. And then it's 10 years. This is your 10-year anniversary of Orange Hat. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Or was that an old post? I started the company when my daughter was 5 months old.
Wow.
So
12 years about.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're about to become a teenager.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat as you. In fact, I guess probably in about 14 more days.
Yeah.
Well, glad I got that right. So, So how did you get into publishing? Like, what inspired you from what you learned in college to?
Well, I was a sign language interpreter professionally for about 4 years, and I needed to find my voice. I found that I was interpreting a lot of other people's opinions, but I had my own.
Yes.
And I've always had this entrepreneurial spirit in me, and I've always wanted to create something.
Yeah.
And so after I was an interpreter, then I worked for a publishing house.
Oh, wow. Which one, if I can ask?
Oh, it's one that's
no longer there.
Yeah.
Love it. Hey, even better. Okay.
Yeah. So I was the office manager there, and I grew their titles. I doubled their titles.
Wow.
Working with authors. And it was just, this is the best job ever. I get to help make dreams come true. I get to read books. I get to talk with authors. And then I was pregnant at the time of that job. And then so when my daughter was born, I was like, I'm going to do this. I love this job. I'm going to start my own company. So I did.
That's fantastic. And so did you kind of start it out of your home then?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I started in the basement of my home, rocking my 5-month-old with my foot. And my goal was to stay at home, to be a stay-at-home mom, but also in addition to do something else. So then my husband and I looked over the budget and we said, okay, the goal is 6 titles a year in order to be successful, break even.
So you put together like a business plan.
Yeah, we said, let's just do 6 titles a year and see how it goes.
Wow.
So then I did that, and then it just exploded.
Now, were there relationships you established with the old publisher that you were able to leverage, or there people that were willing to follow you? Is that kind of how it worked?
No,
or?
It was, non-compete. It was like, I'm starting from scratch.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you were cold calling then, basically, to get new customers,
You know what? It's so surprising how many people you meet that say they want to write a book.
Yeah, so we met a couple of years ago, and I've been dragging my feet. So
yes, absolutely. You say I'm a publisher, but you know what? I've always dreamed of publishing a book. Or you know what? I have so many manuscripts in my collecting dust in my desk drawer.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time.
Right, right. So, well, neat. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and so I thought, so if I have to do 6 a year, I'm going to launch the company with thinking about the most popular people I know. Who's the most popular people? Because by then, there was social media.
Sure.
So I tapped into my, forever ago career when I was a traveling theater educator. So I said, this actress in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Sure.
I'm going to contact her and I'm going to say, hey, Lauren, you're the most popular person I know. Can I publish your book? Can you write a book?
Oh, very cool.
And I'll do everything for free. I just need you to continuously talk about how amazing
that might be the best elevator pitch I've ever heard. Because it's just like, I want to help you.
Yeah.
So you can help me.
Yes. And she's still selling books to this day. And that was almost 13 years ago.
Yeah. That's terrific. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah.
So, Anastasia, how are we doing? How many before the next break? What do we have here? 5 minutes. Perfect. So I just want to take a quick time out to let you know that next week's guest is coming right down the elevator, Mary Madden, the executive director of NAMI Southeast Wisconsin. And for two reasons, they have their big fundraiser coming up a week from yesterday on the 28th. It's a fish fry concept. I believe it's out in somewhere in the Brookfield Square, like one of those venues there. But also May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and NAMI Southeast Wisconsin puts on a lot of great activities and events to help raise awareness and help provide, to let people know there's a lot of different services out there. Many of them are free or very affordable. And
also to help confront, to knock down that stigma, tragically, that still exists about mental health. So,
you know, that's one of my passions as well.
Sure.
And when I started the company, I thought, you know, I want to give people the way to talk about what their story is. And actually, I don't know, people that are on Facebook Live, they can see this.
I love it.
Terrence Lee Talley.
Do you have a secret? Okay.
No, it says Secrets Anonymous.
Secrets Anonymous. Okay.
Our story by Terrence Lee Talley. He's in Milwaukee. He travels the nation talking about mental health.
Oh, I have to meet him. We have to have him on the show.
Incredible. You do.
You're going to have to come back. Yeah.
Incredible. He has stories to tell. And so we partnered with NAMI, actually, during one of their NAMI walks.
Terrific. And we have to connect you and him with our CEO of Civic Media, Sage Wheel. I apologize, Sage, if I at least murder his last. It's Wheeler Wild, but Sage, mental health is one of his pillars that he's very passionate about. And so I think he'll love to meet you both. You know, and he's got a great story too to tell about Civic Media, because, you know, within a year, he has helped us purchase, like, we have about 20 stations now around the state in our portfolio, and he wants to take it national with a mission of local news as a way of informing people and building more connected communities, taking us away from this polarizing national discussion and building common ground on the things that unite us, you know. So I know Sage will love to but it also me is I guess you could say one of the better stories or inspiring stories is that this year marks the 30th anniversary of a family member's her affliction with a very severe form of depression, and amazing success story, because the odds were not in her favor when she was confronting this in 1993.
For your family or
for my, no, for my family. Oh. So it's also very personal to me. And,
yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah. And also, you know, and I've lost some friends to depression, very close friends. And so it's just something that, and everybody's got a story, you know, that, so it's, right. I'm not alone. You're not alone. And, you know, it's like, one of our shows is, Native Roots Radio's I'm Awake. And one of their themes is, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. And to borrowing from that, I'm like, you know, mental health is everybody's issue, and mental health is health. It should be part. There needs to be better coverage, better accessibility and affordability for good mental health. So glad we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
So terrific. So
he wrote a book because Terrence Lee Talley travels around to schools, and he would talk about how his brother died by suicide and how we just need to share our secrets so not keep it in.
I love it.
And so then he came to us and he's like, I leave schools and I say, okay, well, here's all this raw emotional discussion.
Sure.
Bye.
Yeah.
And he wanted to, hey, you know what? There's resources out there. I have a book. And it has stories, my story, other people's stories, and then as well as resources like NAMI.
That sounds great. So we're about to go to a break. But when we come back, Shannon Ishizaki from Orange Hat Publishing and 1016 Presses, we're going to talk more about the types of books that you publish. Because initially I thought it was just children's, but it sounds like there's so much more. So
much more.
Stick around as This Week in Waukesha continues. And speaking of best kept secrets, NAMI was founded in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin-based organization that's now national, raising awareness on mental health. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues with Orange Hat Publishing and 1016 Press.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies today with highs around 78. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 53. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 59. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. That's Peter Paul and Mary with one of my favorite songs from childhood that my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Perello, used to sing to us with a guitar. It was very cool. And, hey, guess what? I didn't grow up to become a big pothead or anything like that. The song continues to inspire me. It never gets old. And I guess this is just kind of a chance for me and me only to talk about, this week in Waukesha, there was I forget the name of the church, but some other people led the Welcome to Rainbow Land song for people walking into the school board meeting. And, it's unfortunate a teacher comes up with a good idea, especially a multilingual teacher, and they look for songs that make it easier to introduce kids learning English as a second language and vice versa. And that was one of the reasons she chose the song. But a song with some very universal themes about brotherhood, sisterhood, family, community, inclusion. And it's just unfortunate that our children have to become politicized. And so, unfortunately, you hear that from both sides of the aisle. But I hope we can put, children first moving forward as a community. And anyway, moving back into the world of publishing, Orange Hat Publishing started out as a children's publisher, correct? And this is Shannon Ishizaki.
Yes. Hi, thanks. So, hi. Yes, definitely started off as children's books. And then it just grew as my child grew. And then once she got back into school,
right,
then I was able to open it up to other genres.
Nice.
And I went carried on under the name Orange Hat Publishing for many years.
Nice.
And then people like you thought, oh, it's just children's books. Well, right. I have memoirs, nonfiction, fiction,
sure,
poetry, YA. Okay. And so then in 2020, during the shutdown, I actually launched 1016 Press.
Okay.
And the 10 stands for 10 years in business.
Nice.
And 16 alludes to the date of the blind date with Orange Hat.
Wow.
That I met my husband.
Oh, so, I love it.
So, yeah.
That's great.
I moved all the titles that are adult titles into 16 Press, and Orange Hat remained children's books and middle grade novels.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, and so now we have close to 300 titles.
I know, isn't that something? You must be so proud.
It's amazing. I have an incredible staff and incredible authors. We're all one big community, one big family.
Neat.
I was just talking with a coworker that I love Sunday nights thinking, yes, I get to go and go to work tomorrow,
right,
and see the team and make things happen. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
One of our best sellers right now, John M. Burster, he wrote Tailspin.
Wow.
And this is selling hundreds of thousands a month.
That's terrific. Yeah. What's the story about?
So John is a history teacher, and he
Love history.
Yes, he interviewed a World War II vet that flew over Germany.
I have to read
that.
He
was an airman, and the tail, the plane cut in half.
Yeah.
And the Jean Moran was in the tail of the plane.
Wow.
And he fell 4 miles from the sky and lived.
No way.
Yeah.
No parachute?
No parachute.
And he lived.
And he lived. And
4 miles, you said.
4 miles from the sky. This is a true story of a veteran from Wisconsin.
Did he land in water or something? Or
he landed in the woods, and they have a memorial for this veteran in this little tiny village of Germany. And so
even though he lived. But yeah. They made a memorial years later, you mean, like after he died or yeah. Just, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because when he landed, of course, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be found. Like, I'm in Germany. I'm in the enemy's land. But the people were super supportive and helpful, and they helped.
So the locals helped this enemy soldier, like, get back on his feet.
There's way more to the story.
Well, sure, because I imagine there's locals that probably aren't real too keen on the current regime, if you will.
Well, he just was nominated for... John was just nominated for Best New Voice of the Year
in
nonfiction. So we hope he wins.
Because that obviously does a lot for Orange Hat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So
that's he's one of our bestsellers. He is our bestseller for 1016 Press.
Okay.
And we are wanting to open it up to more fantasy novels. We want to be the next J.K. Rowling. No, I'm just kidding. I can't even
believe
I said that. No.
Yeah.
Because a lot of everyone wants to be the next.
Yeah. Well, what's great about her story, though, was like, maybe she was like in her 40s or 50s and was going through, had just went through a divorce. And I don't know if it was a healing mechanism, but suddenly she just started writing this story.
Yeah.
And then now she's like.
I mean, so many writers she has an empire. Say writing is therapy.
Yeah.
It's therapy, even if it's not your own story.
Yeah.
It's a therapeutic process for many people.
Yeah. Oh, and like I said, that's for me. That's my therapy, and now I get to make a living from it too, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Wow. Well, and you know what's great too is like you think a publisher and other thing, people are probably saying, why don't you go to New York or why don't you go to L.A. or Chicago or one of the big publishing cities? But you chose Waukesha, and why? What? How did you choose Waukesha as your home or as your?
So my kids, we move closer to family.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I have an answer for that. Don't go to New York because if you're just someone from Viroqua, Wisconsin, named John Armbruster.
And that's where John's from. Okay.
Yeah. He there's no way he can get to one of the big fives in New York. Random House, Penguin.
Sure.
Penguin Random House, where you have to find a literary agent. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying it's very, very difficult.
Sure.
It takes years and years.
Okay.
And we are author focused.
Yeah.
We help you through the process. We have editors, cover designers, graphic designers.
Okay.
And it's all, like I said, one big family where you come in and we talk about your work.
Sure.
And how to make it marketable.
Okay.
And for some, it's a huge success.
Sure.
For others, it's like, okay, I have a children's book. What do I do?
Yeah.
Then we have to have that huge discussion of like, you got to get into schools, you got to get to libraries, you got to talk about your work.
Yep.
Because it is a very saturated market.
Sure. Yes, it sure is. So about 30 seconds, right, Anastasia? But when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about Shannon, your company's process.
Yeah.
Orange Hat and 1016 and what people want to do to get published. And as well as some more insights on your success so far in your 12th year of business. So this week, Waukesha continues. Don't go away. Lots more to talk about, including some Carroll University scores. Stick around.
Bachelor's degree without the university size price tag at Waukesha County Technical College. With the
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Women trying to get access to a commonly used abortion drug still can for now. The Supreme Court's asking both sides to weigh in by next week on whether a lower court ruling that restricted the drug should take effect. Abortion rights supporter Morgan Hawkins.
The majority of the public supports medication abortion especially, but abortion rights and access writ large.
The Massachusetts man accused of leaking top secret documents online remains in jail this weekend. President Biden on how he's handling the situation.
I've instructed
instructed the department to make sure that they get to the root of why he had access in the first place, number one, and number two, to focus extensively on the extent to which it all occurred.
In Japan this morning, an explosion at a campaign event. The Japanese prime minister was in attendance and rushed off stage. He was not hurt. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and I like to throw a little Bee Gees in there every now and then, and that's a class. I started a joke. You know, I was going to use the one It's Only Words, because, you know, Shannon's a publisher, but I was like, no, let's go to I love that one better, but so we'll return to that before the next break. Anastasia, you're a big Bee Gees fan, right, from way back?
Yep.
All right.
For sure.
Love to hear it. So, hey, and Anastasia, we have a caller. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have Ryan on the line from Wishope.
Hi, Ryan. Great to have you back here on the air. This is Ryan Rehack.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Ryan was on the show here in person in January in his other capacity. He is the founder and, do we say CEO or executive director of Outskirts Theater? Is that correct?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
And your musical adaptation of Heathers was at Civic Theater last January. How did that go?
It went really well. We ended up selling out the entire run, and people loved it, and it was fantastic.
I'm embarrassed to say we could not make it out, kids' activities and everything, but I loved the movie, and I wanted to see the musical adaptation, so hopefully that'll return again, or maybe another concept that Outskirts has. I definitely want to catch. I've learned, like I said, I enjoyed meeting you in person, and we're glad you're calling, but here we're calling about Wisp Hope, and you have a special event coming up, correct?
Yes.
Tell us.
Sure. So I work for Project Wisp Hope. We are a nonprofit here in Waukesha that is focused on substance abuse recovery and housing and different services like that. And so we are throwing our big annual gala in just a couple weeks on Wednesday, May 3rd.
Wednesday, May 3rd.
The gala is called There's No Place Like Home, Wizard of Oz themed gala to raise money for recovery housing.
I love it. Where's it at?
It is at the 6th floor MKE, downtown Milwaukee.
How fun. That's true.
And we're super excited.
What time does that start, Ryan?
It starts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Great. And Ryan, have you ever met Shannon Ishizaki before from Orange Hat Publishing, just right down the alley from Project Wisp Hope?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, you guys have to meet. Yeah, because I think you guys really have a lot to share.
I've worked with Peter, so you guys are doing good things.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, terrific. So, well, great. And so for people that want to participate, that want to attend the gala and support Project Wisp Hope, what do they have to do, Ryan? Is there a number they call or your website you go to?
So two things. Anybody who's looking for information about like our services or needing support in the substance abuse community can call our 24/7 hotline at 1-844-WISHOPE, WISHOPE.
1-800-WISHOPE. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yep. No, perfect. Otherwise, to learn more about the gala, buy tickets, make a donation, see some of our silent auction, you can go to wishope.org/gala.
wishope.org/gala. Well, that's terrific. Wednesday, May 3rd. And I apologize, short-term memory, 6 or 7 does it start at?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. All right. Well, at least I was, I narrowed it down, I was waiting for you to say 5:30. Great. So, hey, Ryan, I'm really grateful for the call, and I look forward for you and Shannon to meet in person sometime. There's No Place Like Home, Project Wisp Hope's fundraising gala on May 3rd, MKE building, 6th floor. I got that right. Yep. And at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And
yes.
Great. So, and then tell us the number one more time. It's 1-844-WISHOPE.
Correct.
All right. Terrific. And then wishope.org/gala. Terrific. So,
perfect.
Ryan, thanks so much for the call. We got to have you back here in the studio and talk more about wishope. Really admire your work. And I hope you enjoy this. Hope it's a little overcast, but it's this weather temperature wise, still a beautiful Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. Sounds I will take great. It.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Ryan,
folks.
Thanks again for the call, and look forward to connecting with you soon.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. So we're back here with Shannon Ishizaki. Am I pronouncing
it? I was impressed. You didn't even ask me beforehand.
Fantastic. So during the break, we were talking about you've given a lot of opportunities to everyday people. And I shouldn't say that because I know from my own background in oral histories, everyday people have extraordinary stories.
Absolutely.
Of struggle and success and overcoming very difficult odds. And so a lot of great stories out there. But you've also been approached by some, shall we say, celebrities. And who are some of the names you mentioned again?
Let's reverse that. I approached them.
Oh, great. But they're in, right?
Yeah. A.J. Dillon, running back for the Packers.
Sure.
He tweeted, "Hey, I'm going to write a children's book during this off season."
Oh, neat!
So one of my staff saw that tweet, and I instantly went onto Instagram and I messaged AJ Dillon, said, "Hey, you should work with us. We're local, and we have amazing illustrators." And
that's fantastic.
And so then he wrote back within 10 minutes.
Oh,
and
wow!
Yeah, he said, "Do you want to come meet?" And he says, "Do you want to meet at Barnes & Noble?" And I said, "Well, being an independent book publisher, I would rather meet at a local mom-pop bookstore than the big
name.
Barnes & Noble. So, yeah, we met at Lion's Mouth in Green Bay.
Oh, wow. Oh, you went up there. Okay.
Neat. Yeah, he's the nicest guy ever. So nice. So intelligent.
A Boston College graduate, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very neat.
Yep. So, his book's coming out this summer. And I just spoke to him last night. 99.9% chance it's happening at Lambeau in the atrium.
Oh,
the book
wow.
lunch party. Yep.
How fun. That's a terrific story. And then you mentioned another athlete or retired athlete.
Well, he got moved, traded. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's no longer a Brewer.
Okay. Yeah. He was Brent Suter.
Brent Suter. Okay.
Relief pitcher for the Brewers. Former relief pitcher.
Okay.
Now he's with the Rockies.
And he still wants to work with you.
Oh, yeah. He's the nicest guy ever. Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been into your office or studio. What do you refer to it as? Your home, the shop or...
our publishing house, our office.
Publishing house. I love it. So, but it has that kind of like new world, that modern, like feels like you're in Colorado, right? Or just, you know, like some real hipsters hanging out there doing some great stuff with words and also illustrations too, right?
If I see children's books. We have so many talented artists. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And, we have, lots of, editors too.
Okay.
And then, you're asking me about the process to
yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have to become a customer now or an author. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the hard work is the writing. So write the book, send it to us.
Sure.
We have a submissions team.
Okay.
We all review the manuscripts.
Okay.
And like I said, with 1016, we're looking mostly for fantasy novels right now. We have a lot of memoirs. We want to focus on more of a fantasy fiction.
Okay.
Or a YA genre.
Sure.
But we're open to all genres. We review them, but that doesn't mean you'll be accepted for publication.
Well, sure. Sure. That's good. Yeah, because I used to get these emails from Harrow, Help a Reporter Out.
Yes, me too.
Peter Shankman.
Is that still around?
I believe it is. I should read. Yeah, because it's on one of my old emails, so I haven't checked it out. But, you know, he makes his money off people who do, like, kind of text ads.
Yeah.
And one of them was, there was a publisher out of Austin, Texas that was going to review works for free. And so I sent like the first 30 pages. This is going back like in 2012. I was between jobs and very frightened and desperate and all these things. And they said, hey, we think you got a good project here. And they said, question, is it biographical or is it fiction? And it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that after the show.
You write what you know.
But I decided to, I wanted it to be fictional so I wouldn't have to go through, you know, I'm from a large family and a large extent. I didn't want to have to go have everybody sign letters of consent or whatever that is.
Right.
But I didn't realize they said, well, because they said, are you finished with the book? I said, no, not yet. And they said, well, if it's biographical and not finished, that's fine. We'll fund it or we'll start it. But if it's fiction, you have to have a completed manuscript. And so I got discouraged and I jumped onto a job in sales right away and I haven't really returned to that. But is that kind of true for you? Do you does it have to be completed for you to review it? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it isn't like 30 pages and an outline of what the story should be.
No, we want to read the entire manuscript. We want to see how good you write, unless you're someone like AJ Dillon or Brent Suter.
Okay.
Because then if I'm investing in you, the risk is lower.
And people like that,
they
can pay to get all of your resources to help them write or help them get,
there's
you know,
definitely
find their story.
There's different
find their voice.
Right. There's different types of contracts that we offer based on several factors.
Okay.
Your author platform, your story.
Sounds great.
How well we get along. Yes.
Okay.
Some can pay for our services and some we invest in them.
Sure, sure. Okay. Fantastic. Well, that's good to know. So and I think that's important for you that you've got a pretty good model that you're not just giving the store away, you are these talented people are getting paid for their efforts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
yeah.
And that's neat. And then can I ask, like, so you're shopping this out to stores and schools and the like, or different. What are some of the outlets too that would sell your book in addition to like bookstores and
bookstores? We try to encourage to think outside the box.
Okay.
You know, airports, local shops, farmers markets.
Sure.
People come.
Airports very smart.
Yeah, people come to buy your book. Not Orange Hat's book, not 1016 Press's book, is what
I
say.
Okay, great.
You need to talk about your book and your product
because
you're the most, you should be the most excited about it. And if you're excited, people might be more excited to buy it.
Yes.
So, yeah, we are available. All of our books are available through the major distributors for libraries and bookstores.
Okay.
And, yeah, if they want to buy directly from us, we ship directly to them. We turn our break room into a shipping room so my staff don't get breaks.
Okay. Nice.
And then we had to grow to another whole new office for shipping
because
we got to compete against the big A, the big Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to offer distribution because then our authors receive much more margin.
Mm.
And so I'd rather have my authors get that margin than Amazon.
Okay. And that's and can I ask, how does that work in terms of margin? Like, because obviously you get paid when someone picks the book up, right?
Again, depends on the contract.
Okay. So just very, each contract is custom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, very neat. So, yeah, because I remember reading years ago about To Kill a Mockingbird, probably one of the greatest American novels of all time. And Harper Lee, that there was a like when someone first caught on to the book, you know, they flew her to New York. And I think it was like another 5 years before the book got published, if I remember that correctly. There was a process.
Accurate.
Sure.
And it is definitely a process if you're with the Big Five again.
Right.
And a lot of those authors receive advances based on the projected amount of sales that they'll receive in the first year. And then the publisher gets paid back for the work that they put in. And then the author receives royalties. So it might not be for another 5 years that they see a royalty check.
Okay. So, but still that excitement.
It all depends on the advance.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. So, and, you know, and obviously, you know, your books are available digitally as well as in print?
Yep. On all the .coms.
Okay.
Yep.
And so I have to ask, is there still a demand for like the printed?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I love to hear that.
Yes. So. Because I mean, with me, I'm on the computer all day.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people are on the computer and they want to pick up the paper. They want to smell it. They want to feel it.
Sure.
Also, a lot of our authors are, they've been staring at their own work on the computer as well.
Okay.
And so they want to hold it. They want to, this is real. This really happened. I wrote all of these pages.
Yep.
And then their friends and family and fans want to hold the book as well and get a signed copy.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we help host book launch parties, too.
Sure.
And that's fun. So fun.
Yeah.
And they're at different venues. Sometimes they're at a bookstore. Sometimes they're at a bar.
We'd love to help with that sometime. Yeah,
yes, they're so fun. We're having one in the office next month.
Oh, wow.
And it's like we act as cashier, but then there's also like a happy hour mingling and, and then the book signing. And it's so fun to have the author sit there with their pen.
And do you invite the other authors, too, then?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone's invited.
I love it.
And then there's usually a line of people just waiting to get your signature. Yeah. We published with Stephen Cupp, the owner's
Christina
daughter.
Tofty. Oh, yeah. The daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Help Java Joe find his friends in Waukesha.
Oh, wow.
So, and this is an artist, too, that
I heard
is
about
from Waukesha.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She's my neighbor.
Oh, that's and what's her name?
Araya Monet.
Araya Monet.
Yeah. Terrific. Incredible. She's just, this is her first children's book that she illustrated.
Using local talent, not just writers, but artists. Graphic artist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the Tofties approached me about publishing a book, I said, well, it has to be a local artist.
I love it. So, hey, when we return from This Week in Waukesha, more about the Tofties, more about local talents. So much more to talk about with Shannon Ishizaki. We might have to come into cut into Jim Santel's show. Anyway, This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
Which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's sarahdeacon.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 78. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 53, cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, 59, cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
We're back. This week, workshop. Do you recognize this song, Shannon?
I recognize the song, yes.
Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. And we recently had a very important statewide election. But I think there's an equally important election coming up. And you get to vote every day, at least once. And that's for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Warren Zevon has finally been nominated after years of being overlooked, much to the chagrin or dismay of many of his fans out there, that include Bruce Springsteen, Eddie Vedder, and just everyday people like me. And so he's finally been nominated, and you have till April 28th, vote every day. It's vote.rockhall.com, and select Warren Zevon. He deserves to be there. He's in third place. I think they choose the top five, so I think he's a pretty deep, but let's not take any chances here. Do the right thing. Elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do it now. Do it every day until April 28th. And thank you for indulging me. But we're back here with Shannon Ishizaki, an amazing story of success with Orange Hat Publishing and 1016 Press. 300 fabulous authors, many of them right here from Waukesha.
Yeah, many are local.
Many of them are
most
local.
Most are in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Otherwise, they're nationwide.
That's great. And so, and before the break, we were finishing up Christina Tofte's daughter. What's her daughter's name again? I'm so embarrassed.
Agatha. Yeah.
She's got a children's book that you published.
Yeah.
And then your neighbor, a local artist, Monet's the last name. What's her first name again?
Araya.
But no relation to Monet, the painter, or we don't know that. Okay. So, but hey, what great, you know, great coincidence though. Cause that's a great, can you put it up again on the Facebook live stream for those of you? It's a really great looking, yeah, you know, in fact, I remember Mayor Sean Riley was on the show, and after the show, this was back in,
early December. Waukesha.
Yeah. Sean went to that, the mayor went to that book signing that day. Because it was like, it was the day before the Christmas parade, if I remember correctly. It was like it was a Saturday, December 3rd.
Yes.
Yes. So Sean went, he's like, so what are you doing after this, mayor? He's like, oh, I'm going to a book signing. And he's telling me all about it.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. I'm glad I remembered, and I was glad that I saw it, because the illustration's beautiful. It's really fun.
And it was fun. It was launched, at, of course, the Steaming Cup.
I owe it to Agatha and the Tofties to read that book. So, because my wife and I, a lot of our milestone celebrations take place at Tofte's, our wedding anniversary and the like. But it's like, you really have to be organized like 3 or 4 months to get a table there on any given night now, not just Fridays and Saturdays. So it really is. And it's kind of place too. I'm one of these guys that actually likes eating at the bar if I can't get a table.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a great bartender and they got great staff there. So it's a lot of fun going there. So, and it must be fun for you to have that connection with another downtown business that's invested in Waukesha.
Yeah. Waukesha community downtown is so incredible.
Got my coffee from Steaming Cup this morning.
Yeah. Nice.
So they take great care of it.
Yeah.
So that's a fun place. It's just a great feeling when you're in a place like that where they really get the concept and really make it fun and comfortable.
Yeah.
So
I used to have a business, an office, right across from Cutler Park here is this orange building.
Okay.
And it was an apartment. It was just a one-room studio.
Sure.
And I called one of my friends and I said, I don't know, there's places for rent.
Sure.
And he's like, let me see. It's Orange. Your Orange Hat Publishing.
Yeah, so you're
It's across from the library.
Which is even better, yeah. So do you know Bruce Gay very well, the director of libraries? He's been on the show before and I want to have him back again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So and that's great. So it's great that I'm sure you guys get to confer and share ideas and mm-hmm. all the like.
They
so.
plan events at the library here a year in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really knows his stuff.
They are doing a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm. He sure is. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to having him on, hopefully in May.
Nice.
So, yep. So I gotta do my work there. And I really want to do more to promote the great literary things going on in this community. I know Sarah, the author, who many of you know from the Farmer's Market, she'll be my guest on April 29th, which is the week before the Farmer's Market starts. So she'll be promoting the Farmer's Market in addition to her work. And so, but today has really been a lot of fun. We really need to do this again very soon with Orange Hat Publishing, 1016 Press, Shannon Ishizaki. And maybe so we can get you, we'll look at maybe getting, have you bringing some of your authors too, to tell their great stories. There's just so many big, one of the highlights of my life was I got to see Studs Terkel do an event at Steppenwolf in Chicago.
Mm.
And it was neat because you had great people, including the actor John Mahoney that everyone remembers from Frasier, reading from a lot of his works.
Wow.
And for those of you who don't know, Studs Terkel is one of the original oral historians. And he used to have a radio show for jazz musicians. And then he's interviewing them and he finds out that they have these amazing stories of struggle. And he realized, well, the everyday person has those stories. And so he really brought a lot of American history to life at the most local levels, interviewing everyday people. And so, and it sounds like you're kind of continuing that tradition with Orange Hat Publishing and 1016 Press here in the Shaw.
Yep. Bring them a voice.
That's fantastic.
Yep. You have a story, you should share it.
I love it.
And it doesn't have to be these really deep stories. Obviously, those can make an impact and they can be very powerful.
Right.
But there's also a place for just a fun children's book to talk about the Hangry Howard we have here, where you talk about, I'm so hungry I want to like eat everything in sight.
Sure.
So
I love it.
There's a time and a place for everyone's story.
Do you have like a favorite book or two that also inspired you to go into publishing, or just that you loved reading, or just like kind of still kind of impacts you today?
Well, what really inspired me actually to start 1016 Press was the book that we launched with that was Miles Hopper's My Father's Shadow.
Oh, wow.
So yes, it's one that we published, of course.
Okay.
But it was,
I like the title.
Yeah. And it's such a powerful story, and it's not really described as a memoir. It's more vignettes of his life.
Sure.
And just really impactful stories.
Sure.
And I said, Orange Hat just doesn't seem strong enough to have on the copyright page or on the spine of this book. So that inspired me we are launching Miles with your book. We're going to start 1016 Press and have an adult house represent you.
Neat. I love it. So, yeah, because some of the books I really loved were like The Boys in the Boat, which is just biographical. Seabiscuit, also biographical.
Yeah.
And Killers of the Flower Moon.
Ooh, haven't heard that one.
That's amazing. Yeah, Anastasia's read it. And I heard they're making a movie out of it.
Ooh.
And but it's a true story about the Osage Nation in Oklahoma. A very tragic story. But I'm glad they're making a movie out of it and creating greater awareness. And hopefully getting people to get the book, because the injustices done to these people is what led to the development of the FBI, having a federal law enforcement body that could deal with local law enforcement corruption. So in this last minute, Shannon, what do you want people to know that we haven't discussed here in this short time about Orange Hat, about you?
I want people to know, if people are writers, write your story. You know, so some people say, I'm not good enough. Who wants to read it? Well, sometimes it's not about them. Sometimes it's about you. And you're, like we said, it can be therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
And make it an event with the community. There's a lot of writers out there that they just get together and they sit and hold each other accountable and write.
You don't necessarily
have to communicate. Just once in a while say, you know, and critique each other's work. So
thank you
for having me.
Yes. Shannon Ishizaki, Orange Hat Publishing, 1016 Press, here in downtown. Thanks again for joining us. Mary Madden from NAMI Southeast Wisconsin is my guest next week. Have a great Saturday. Morning Cannolis is next. And see ya!
Bye-bye!
Nice.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.